Step into downtown Colorado Springs this holiday season to find something for everyone on your gift list and maybe even something for yourself. Coming up, join Kelsey and me, Carrie, from the Downtown Partnership, where we are full of great holiday information to get you well on your way to making this the best holiday season ever.
This is Peak Community, Studio 809 Podcast.
Hi, I'm Carrie, the Director of Communications for the Downtown Partnership.
And I'm Kelsey, the Marketing Manager for the Downtown Partnership and owner of Good Intentions Perfume Company, located on Tejon Street in downtown.
Downtown Colorado Springs is a proud sponsor of Loving the Springs, and we're here today with a special downtown holiday shopping and events episode to get you in the festive spirit.
We're happy to be recording in the Studio 809 Podcast Community Podcast Studio at The Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs.
All right, Kelsey, you want to talk about holiday shopping?
Oh man, tis the season. Honestly, one of my favorite times of year. I'm a big fan of, you know, picking out gifts and, you know, seeing what all of our local boutiques come up with this time of year. So I've already been out starting my shopping and it's been a great time.
So why shop in downtown Colorado Springs for the holidays? I mean, we have lots of options, right? You could hit the malls, you go the west side, you go to Manitou, you could go online, but why downtown?
You know, I think what our downtown boutiques offer is just so special. I mean, you don't see that kind of passion for what they do anywhere else, right? You can go to the mall, that's great. You're going to have a lot of options, but nothing is handmade. Nothing is, you know, picked out with a certain kind of person in mind. You're going to get way better customer service at a small boutique. You know, the people who own it, who are employed there, just care so much about your experience that, and you just don't get that anywhere else.
I even love the walking between the shops. I mean, obviously, we're both a little bit biased. We work downtown for a reason. I mean, you live downtown, you also own a business downtown, but I really feel like downtown does such a great job, even making it festive on that walk between shops. Like the sun goes down and all of a sudden the twinkle lights are out there. I mean, we've got carolers every Saturday during the holiday season to give you that festive soundtrack. We've got the Christmas brass playing out there. And it's you don't get that everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the decorations are beautiful. Like you said, there's twinkling lights everywhere. And I really appreciate that so many of our boutiques just, they decorate to the nines, right? They go all out to make sure everything feels like really joyous and festive. So you're right. It is just like a beautiful place to spend your time walking around.
Well, and even, you know, if you're there for dinner or happy hour or something, the displays, Colorado Co-op always does such an amazing job in her window. Like, you kind of just want to stand there and take your picture with it. She's one of the places that every Christmas I look forward to see what she's going to do there. And then Terra Verde, I mean, you walk in the front of their shop and it's just like Christmas has exploded, starting about November 1st.
Yeah, they are already on it. I mean, it is full-blown Christmas when you walk in Terra Verde. It's beautiful. But you're right. That's one of my favorite parts of spending time downtown, especially this time of year, is, you know, even if you are just there for dinner and you don't plan on doing anything else, you can almost always be surprised by something cool when you're downtown, whether it is that you stumble upon carolers or brass, or, you know, it is a window decoration, or, you know, a corner entertainer. There's just always something to stumble upon that's really fun.
Well, and this time of the year, the ice skating rink is open too. So Skate in the Park is the only outdoor rink in all of Colorado Springs. And if you haven't been downtown in a while, or you just forget about it because it's been since last year, you kind of round that corner and you just hear all these like squeals of kids just full of joy because they're skating outside. And skating at night is just a whole different story too. Like during the weekends, they can come out and there's the morning and the afternoon, but it's just like doing that under the stars, or last night doing it under Aurora Borealis. I mean, that's a pretty
cool. What an experience,
right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the relationship that retailers have with their customers, especially in a place like downtown.
Yeah, I think one of the cool things that, you know, I experience as a business owner and that I see other business owners practice is, you know, we care so much about our customers. I think one of, you know, the unfortunate things about owning a small business is you don't do it for the money, right? There is not a lot of money in owning a small business, but you do it because you enjoy making people happy, right? And you enjoy contributing to your community and the experience that people have when they're in it. You know, I've found that as I've been a customer downtown, I have forged friendships with so many of the business owners because when you go into their shop, they learn your name. They learn where you're from, why you're in their shop, what are your needs, what are your wants, what's the name of your kids and your partner, right? Like, they just care about you as a person. And that's really cool. And like I said, that's one of my favorite things about being a business owner too, is I love learning people's stories when they come into my store and just, you know, what led them there.
It is pretty cool when you walk into like Sparrowhawk and, you know, Alan calls out your name. And it's just, it makes you feel like you're in a much smaller town, or maybe a time that's a little farther back. Like, it puts the Smallerado in Smallerado Springs when you really feel like everyone knows you.
It really does. And yeah, I mean, that's, you know, kind of the favorite parts of my day is I walk into my favorite coffee shop and they say, hey, Kelsey, how are you? How was that meeting you had last week? You know, they just really care about getting to know you. And that's a really cool experience that you can't find anywhere else.
I love it. Should we talk about some kind of specific gift ideas for particular people in our lives?
Oh, we sure can.
Let's say we're looking for a boyfriend, husband, brother, kind of, you know, the 30 to 50 year old male.
Oh, you got to go to Mountain Standard Goods. Yeah, they have the male demographic dialed in, whether they're a fisher, a, you know, cocktail enthusiast, a golfer, an outdoorsy mountain guy. Like, they have something for every type of man in your life. And it's all really well curated, really high quality. They have a mix of new and vintage goods. And then you can find, you know, clothing and camping accessories and just all sorts of stuff. They have a great selection.
I am always in love with the clothes there. There's several times I've picked out a sweater for my partner, and I'm always a little scared that he'll just wash it and throw it in the dryer at high heat with the towels and everything else, because that's how he does laundry. Yep. They've got such high quality and beautiful clothing. That's the thing that I've kind of had my eyes on for there.
Oh, yeah. And not just for men, too. You know, I do shop for my partner there. But man, every time I walk over to the women's section, I almost always leave with something for myself. It's hard not to do.
All right. How about if we are shopping for, let's say, a young girl under 12 years old?
Oh, interesting.
Not toddler, like kind
of
that.
Yeah, like pre-teenish almost. Okay. There are two suggestions I would have. The first would be Eclectico. And I think that's just a really great stop no matter who you're shopping for, because, you know, they have 70 local artists in there and you can find everything from, you know, candles to jewelry to toys to clothing to cards, like you name it. There's probably someone there making that thing by hand. And then I think especially when you talk about kind of like that preteen age, there's a lot of great like jewelry and like little soaps and stuff that I think would be great for that age.
Oh, their sticker collection.
Oh, their sticker collection. I mean, the best-selling thing there, right? And then I'd also put Little Richards on that list. I think they have, you know, a great selection of just fun things for really any age. And I mean, even you and I were in there the other day and we found stuff we wanted, right? So there's just like fun little toys for all sorts of people.
The 10-year-old girl in me totally wants a Squishmallow from there.
Oh, yeah. I want one of those glitter sticks, the little glitter wands. Those are the days.
All right. And obviously, Little Richards would be a good stop for a little boy of about the same age. Where would you shop for a foodie?
Oh, a foodie. All right, I have another two for you. I would start at Savory Spice Shop, particularly, you know, they don't even have to be good at cooking, honestly. They have something for every level of cooking enthusiast, right? I think their dip mixes are fantastic. They have really unique olive oils and balsamic vinegars and hot sauces and, you know, all sorts of kind of foodie things. And then I would hop across the street to Cacao Chemistry for the person who has a sweet tooth. Their truffle assortment is incredible. It's so, so good. And then they also have all kind of like really unique imported candies that you can typically only find in like Europe or Asia and all sorts of like funky flavors. It's very fun.
Even black licorice. And I know there's a lot of haters about black licorice.
Oh, but they got have.
That, is it Norwegian or some... Yeah, some kind of Scandinavian.
Norwegian black licorice, yeah.
So good. We were shopping Abby Mobilade one year at Savory Spice, and what was the spice mix that she picked out?
The Garden of the Gods pizza sprinkle. Oh boy, is that stuff good.
And like she told us, I ended up getting it and putting it in everyone's stocking, but she's like, oh, it's not just for pizza. Like, put it on salad, put it on chicken.
Soup. I put it in all of my soups now.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And I, one thing I really love about Savory Spice is they have like a collection of kind of local slash regional spice mixes, you know, named after, again, the Pike's Peak or named after Garden of the Gods and stuff. It's kind of fun to do those as a gift, you know, to locals or if you're sending it to family kind of far away to give them a taste of Colorado Springs.
Yeah. And it's fun that they, you know, blend everything in the back too. Like those spices are made for the shop here. Like you can't get those, you know, they have other locations across the country, right? But you can only get those Colorado blends here because they're made here, which is really cool.
All right. Let's talk about shopping for art lovers.
Art lovers. I mean, it has to be Auric Gallery, right? I love starting December 1st, I believe. They do their holiday show where you can buy pieces of art right off the wall and they'll wrap it for you right there. And then on top of their wall art, they also have, you know, handmade ceramics and jewelry and, you know, mini prints and just all sorts of stuff made by local artists.
I love it. And I think traditionally we think of the shopping district as, you know, that strip of Tejon by Acacia Park and Bijou that shoots off both sides there. And downtown is one square mile. I mean, downtown is super walkable. You can park on one end, you know, walk the whole district, you know, jump on the Zeb if you want a free ride, get on a scooter or a pike ride or something. But the shopping district has really expanded past that kind of heart of downtown shopping. With the trolley block down a little more south, we've seen a lot more shops go in there, and there's a couple new ones down there this year. What's the vintage shop called?
Vintage Relics.
Vintage Relics. So that's a cool little shop on the corner. It's in a building that I don't remember anything being in almost as long as I've been downtown, right on the corner of Tejon Street and Cimarron. Oh my gosh, so much cool stuff in there. If you are a fan of vintage clothes, shoes, jewelry, it's a must stop. And then our friends at Yobel reopened down there after the fire 2 years ago. Sorry, the fire was 2 years ago. They've just reopened in the last several months after popping up there last year and really brought some great energy over there. I mean, definitely a place for art lovers, but also clothing for all genders, great jewelry. They even have a bar inside.
Yeah, grab a glass of wine while you shop. It's pretty fun.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And I did actually learn that they do have the license where you can take a bottle from there as well. So last time I was there, I had a taste of the Axe and the Oaks barrel-aged gin and was in this gorgeous bottle that had a painting of a trout on the front that was a Colorado artist. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And she said, oh my gosh, we actually have the license where I can sell you a bottle if you want to take it.
Oh, well, I didn't need to know that.
I know, right?
They have some really great bottles there.
There's also a bike shop down there. I mean, if you haven't been down to that side of Tejon or it's more, you've kind of more traditionally considered it like the food end of town, check it out.
And that's where our holiday pop-up shop is going to be as well, adding more retail to that area.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that pop-up shop.
Yeah, down by the trolley block right on Tejon Street, we are going to have a pop-up shop through the end of January that we're really excited about. So it's called Pure Elegance Stationery Store, so you can get greeting cards and notepads and journals and calendars and planners and, you know, all of that, those fun paper goods.
Oh my God, that's so dangerous for me. I am a collector of journals and pens and cards. I do actually still write cards, not as often as I used to, but man, there's something really cool about getting one in the mail. So I like to do that myself. So also kind of on the edges of downtown. So if we stay down in that side, we've got K, Q, cute shop.
So originally started as a floral boutique, and you still can get flowers there. So she has a fresh floral bar pretty much daily where you can go in and build your own bouquet. But she's kind of expanded upon that, and now you can find, you know, clothing and cookbooks and bath salts and candles and all sorts of fun, cute little things.
And same side of town over there, we've got Freyla. Or am I on the wrong side of town?
She's closed now.
She's closed?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
Well, it's like different now. I think it's, not worth talking about.
Okay. And then if you head kind of on the north side of Colorado Springs, on Weber Street, we've got Ashley's Attic.
Oh, great store.
Another great vintage store. I guess vintage and consignment.
Yeah, consignment. So she does do a lot of, you know, kind of the higher end popular brands. So you can find a lot of Ann Taylor and Kate Spade and Anthropologie and stuff like that there at a very, very good price.
So both clothe yourself for your holiday parties as well as maybe find something that you'd had your eyes on for someone else at
Absolutely.
A better price.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We hear a lot about like millennials and Gen Z not necessarily wanting stuff, but really looking more for experiences. What do you think would be some good gift experiences downtown this year if you were looking to spend quality time together and do something creative?
Yeah, so as far as experiences that you can find downtown, one of, I think, the most fun ones is the Paint Splatter Room that is now open at Painting with a Twist. You can purchase different time slots, but essentially you don a great white jumpsuit and you go in and you just fling paint to your heart's content. It is a great time. You get canvas. They have all sorts of fun toys in there that you can play with, but that's a great time.
Sounds kind of like a rage room without the rage.
Yes, exactly. Just a lot of paint and it gets everywhere and it's an absolute blast. One of the other experiences that I would be really excited to try. So my neighbor at Novus Mortem Collective offers a series of classes, including butterfly preservation and pinning. So you can make your own preserved butterfly art.
Wow.
Which is really interesting. I don't know many places you can do that.
That's very cool.
And then, of course, gotta, you know, toot my own horn a little bit. I do offer perfume classes at Good Intentions where you can come make your own perfume and it's a great time.
Custom scent. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you have 30 different scent notes to choose from and you can just play around for an hour and leave with your own custom perfume that no one else has.
I love that. I think one of the unique things people could do is hit the Comfort and Joy Cat Cafe.
Oh, so, I love the Cat Cafe.
If you don't know, we have a cat cafe downtown, and they're partnered with, I believe it's Teller County Animal Rescue, where they actually do foster some cats there. And so you can, again, purchase a time slot where you get to go and snuggle kitties for 45 minutes. And then, of course, if there's one that really finds its way into your heart, you can put in to actually adopt it and take it home. But I mean, in as stressful as a world that we live in, I mean, what could be more joyful than, you know, sitting with a cat purring in your lap with a couple friends and just really having a sweet time.
And even if you don't want to take a cat home, they also offer fun little experiences like book night with a cat, where you just bring a book and you just hang out in the cat cafe and read, but you're surrounded by, you know, a dozen cats and it's great.
It's kind of awesome. You don't have to deal with the cat hair at home or cleaning a litter box or anything. You can just go and
just hang out
and get all the best parts.
Yeah, and then leave.
There are also some pretty fun kind of foodie type events, I think, that people could have. The little tea house over on Boulder.
Toodle's Tea Room. Yeah, that is a great experience. It's a little British style tea room. Oh, it's gorgeous inside. Their tea selection is spectacular. I really love going there.
And speaking of British, we have a new British pub downtown. We actually did a live on-site broadcast from there, but they have some pretty cool, like, experiential type stuff as well, especially on Sunday. They've got a traditional Sunday roast, so you show up at 1 o'clock and you get to choose from, I don't know, 4 different kinds of meat and get all the traditional fixings. We actually went for brunch this past weekend and it was 8 o'clock in the morning and there are people there watching rugby. So kind of a fun way to spend some quality time if you're looking again for a pretty unique experience.
And speaking of food experiences, I don't know if you know this, but we have a chocolate cafe Friday nights downtown.
What?
Yeah. So every Friday night at Provision Bakery, I believe it's from 7 to 10 p.m. Third Wave Chocolate opens a chocolate cafe where you can get hot cocoa, brownies. They do this really amazing s'more where everything's made in-house. They toast the marshmallow when you order it, and then they fill it with a homemade chocolate ganache. But speaking of gift experiences, they also do a make-your-own chocolate class that you can sign up for right now. They're doing them through February, and you can go in and make your own chocolate bar. And you go through the process like from the cacao pod to a chocolate bar and every step in between.
Oh my God, that sounds dangerous and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Other events that you can obviously kind of get into for the holiday season and beyond, we've got Lulu's downtown. So live music, dance nights, art nights, almost every night of the week. I know that you and I and some friends have gone for 70s disco night. So
oh, yeah, disco night's fun. We're going for a Taylor Swift dance party in 2 weeks that I'm really excited for.
And that's a really great way to, you know, hear some bands that you've never been able to before. The prices are always really great. I mean, I'd love to open my stocking and get a pair of tickets to some live music downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always so impressed with the selection of music that they bring in. You know, it may not be anyone you've ever heard of, but you're definitely going to discover something new that you're going to fall in love with that's really good.
And if you're looking for something that you probably have heard of, we've also got the Pikes Peak Center, the Performing Arts Center downtown. And again, talk about comedy shows coming through, live music, anything from like bluegrass to rock and roll to even orchestral stuff. Just another way to really experience something together. Mm. I mean, it's pretty wild when you think about 1 square mile and you could go in the morning, stay all the way through like evening entertainment and have spent your entire day like doing really cool, unique stuff that you couldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah, there is no shortage of things to do downtown, that's for sure.
I can't wait for us to get a little bit of snow. And so it actually feels a little bit more like the holiday season. I mean, don't get me wrong, I moved out here to kind of escape the cold weather and the months and months of winter. But I think a little bit of snow and a little bit of colder weather could really help jump into the holiday season a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that first snow for sure.
One other thing that we try and really support downtown is Small Business Saturday. So Small Business Saturday is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. This year is November 29th. There happens to be free parking at the city garages, city lots, and meters, both Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. So if parking happens to be something that keeps you out of downtown, there's a couple of days of freebies in there. But let's talk about Small Business Saturday and kind of why it's important to independent businesses in a place like downtown.
You know, it's just such a great day for the community to show their support for small businesses. You know, as I mentioned earlier, there's not a lot of money in owning a small business. And truly, the money that we bring in during November and December is what pays the rent in January, February, and March when things slow down. So just having that, you know, outpouring of community support is just such a great feeling and, you know, just really makes the businesses feel valued.
I love it. And we've actually got a shopping campaign, shopping promotion going on right now, and it goes all the way through December 14th to really encourage people to shop downtown and, you know, give you a chance to win some awesome prizes. So it's called Shop Local, Win Local, and it's sponsored by Bank of Colorado, and we work super closely with them. And what Shop Local, Win Local is for anyone who comes downtown to shop and spends $50 at any downtown retailer, you can submit that receipt to prize@downtowncs.com or go to our website, downtowncs.com/SLWL, so Shop Local, Win Local, and upload your receipts and be entered to win weekly prizes.
And you and I did the shopping for those prizes, and I have to say, they are very, very good. I think we did a great job. Definitely prizes I'd be excited to win.
I know, kind of bummed that we can't enter our receipts to win those as well.
I know, but it definitely filled out my Christmas wish list, so.
So you can submit these receipts, and each week we give away a gift basket that's full of goodies from downtown retailers and a $150 downtown gift card, which is good at more than 150 locations in downtown Colorado Springs. And then the grand prize
on week five is actually a $1,000 Visa gift card that Bank of Colorado sponsors. And so you could spend $15 at Cacao Chemistry. You could go across the street and spend $20 at Savory Spice and then head down to Poor Richard's and spend $40. And as long as those receipts combined together equal $50, you can submit those to be entered. You can enter up to 10 receipts, so up to $500 worth of purchases, and each $50 submission gets you another entry. And when you submit those in week one, we still pull from that week one, week two, week three, all the way through the end. So you have lots and lots of chances to win. So we are encourage you to come downtown, shop local, win local. Should we give them a little sneak peek of what's in some of those baskets?
Oh, I guess we could. So one of the things I'm most excited about is a full-size jar of spice from Savory Spice Shop. And we did pull from that Colorado collection. So you could get the Pikes Peak Butcher Rub. You could get that Garden of the Gods pizza sprinkle. There are a couple of different options in there.
Then we went to Pikes Peak Lemonade, and I had never had warm lemonade until maybe 2 years ago when they did that during the holiday stroll.
Isn't it shockingly good?
Oh my gosh. Like warm lemonade. Yeah. It's one of those things you think of is refreshing for the summer. You get a nice ice cold lemonade, but man, they do it right with the hot lemonade as well.
Oh, and if you get the pumpkin flavoring in it, a hot pumpkin lemonade. Mm.
So we did a concentrate lemonade from there. So you'll be able to make your own Pikes Peak lemonade at home. And I'm a huge game nerd, and we did spend some time in Poor Richard's and Little Richard's, and there are some games in there. I mean, we really tried to make it so it didn't matter who you were or what you liked, that there was something.
Yeah, you're going to find something you like in that basket for sure.
All right, let's talk about a couple holiday events that are coming up. Really make downtown feel special. So let's see. Skate in the Park is open through the end of January, so we hope that you'll head down to Acacia Park and do some skating this year. Tickets are $15 a piece, and they include your skates. Kids 4 and under skate free with a paid adult. It is a great way to spend an evening or a weekend. Come down and have some lunch, head over to the skate rink, do some shopping. We keep the schedule updated on our website for a month out so you can see what's going on, and that's at downtowncs.com/skate. Got lots of cool event days with our sponsors this year. So Poor Richard's has an event day coming up where if you wear a goofy hat, you get a dollar off your admission. We'll have Magenta Day with T-Fiber, same type of deal. You wear magenta, which of course is the T-Fiber color, and get a dollar off your admission. So head over to our skate page. Lots of things to do there. Like we were just talking about, we've got Small Business Saturday, and the businesses really go all out for that with specials. And
you know, oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of, you know, I'll be doing a gift with purchase. I know a lot of people have, you know, fun events, whether it's a sip and shop or maybe like a pop-up artist or music, you know, lots of fun things coming for Small Business Saturday.
And sip and shops are fairly new. It was just a couple years ago where Colorado actually passed a law for specifically for small businesses and galleries.
Yeah, so retailers now 12 days a year with this new license can serve alcohol complimentary while people shop. So I know I'm certainly going to be taking advantage of that.
I mean, there's nothing I like better than shopping with like a glass of Prosecco. Just makes it feel better. Loosens the purse strings a little bit.
And then one of my favorite events we have coming up is the holiday stroll. So an evening. Sorry, what day is that? December
10th.
So on December 10th, you can run into the Grinch and Santa while you're out shopping, and that's a whole lot of fun.
That's always such a fun night, and we truly have the best Grinch and the best Santa that I have ever run into anywhere.
Yeah, our Santa is so sweet, so funny, but man, that Grinch, he has some sticky fingers. You got to look out for him if you come across him.
All right. So we are encouraging you to start your holiday season now. It's a lot more fun if you kind of spread it out over several weeks versus heading out and having to get everything in one day.
Yeah. Why do you want to be stressed trying to fit all of your shopping into 1 week and then, you know, not find the things that you think you're going to find your first visit, right? So definitely start early. It makes it a lot less stressful.
And it's easier to spread the cost out a little bit if you shop over several weeks. Yeah, you can spread the cost.
And it's just fun. You know, like I want to go out as many times as possible to see the Christmas lights and to hear the Christmas music and to get a peppermint hot chocolate while I shop and, you know, have all those experiences.
Well, hopefully we've given you some shopping tips and locations that you haven't been in a while, or reminded you of some places to shop. It of course wasn't everything. We have more than 170 local bars, restaurants, coffee shops, breweries, boutiques, service providers downtown, and we are encouraging you to find something new, go back to your old favorite, make some traditions.
And if you need more ideas, we do publish a gift guide on the downtown social medias. So the Facebook is Downtown Colorado Springs, and the Instagram is @downtown_CS. So I am out in our retail shops every single day finding the best gifts for the people in your life. So we'll be publishing gift guides pretty much every other day, helping you find the perfect something for the people in your life.
Awesome. And while you're out doing your shopping, make sure and pop in, grab a treat, grab a cocktail, grab a coffee, grab a warm lemonade, and really make this holiday season one to remember. You know, I think right now we're all looking for joy, because there's a lot of crap out there right now. And I think when you engage with our downtown, when you engage with our retailers, when you open that door and someone calls your name, or maybe they don't know your name yet, but they give you that warm greeting, it's really just a way to bring some easy joy into your life and really into the owner of the shop.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to this special downtown holiday episode of Loving the Springs,
where we celebrate the best and elevate the rest.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival, or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region, your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.